Hello and welcome to another episode of the NBA Outlet. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me today, Matthew Handel, Harris Wichard. Happy Halloween, guys. What's up?
Not too much, Nick. Happy Halloween. Let's get this thing rolling.
Guys, if anybody came to my house, the rule I had today was if anybody came to my house with a clown costume, they weren't getting candy. So I wanted
that's a fair rule.
I just wanted to put that out there because I know there are a lot of people that were scared of the clown thing in Long Island. So, and a lot of the students that I worked with had a lot of fear for the clown. So I know if anybody's playing games today, I have a nice John Franco bat that he gave me from a couple years ago when I was a young kid. So I just want to start off by saying that.
Yeah, so just stay away from Harris's house. I mean, he's not the rat, it seems like. back to the NBA. You know, guys, it's been a great start. We've seen some big-time performances. Us at OTG, we like to rank everything. OTG basketball, we just put out our rankings for the beginning of the season, put out top five at point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. We got coaches, overall players. I want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about the top five point guard rankings on OTGbasketball.com?
You know, heading into this season, I think, you know, they were spot on. And then after a couple games, I just think a little bit of adjustment because we had, you know, Dame at five. I'd probably, you know, even you don't want to put someone above Steph at two, but just based off of the season so far, I'd probably, you know, just change it to Russ, Dame, and then Steph. Obviously, it's a super long season, and I would expect maybe Steph to be back at two. But I think that Russell's probably going to hold on to that one spot all year long.
I ask you, Harris, your guy Steph Curry, he's not number one in these rankings. This is going into the season.
Oh my!
I think Harris might kill me now.
No. Listen, I gotta just, you don't want to do this all night long. But what I will say is, my man Russell Westbrook took 44 shots the other night. I mean, I love the numbers and I love what he's doing, but this man just got beat in a 3-1 playoff series. So if we're going to take a couple of games of stats, and there's no one that stuffs the stat sheet quite like my man Russell Westbrook, but to make the argument that he's a better basketball player to me is very tough. I'll listen to it. I'll hear it out, but it's tough for me. So I would put, obviously, Curry 1. I have no problem putting Westbrook 2. I think Lillard has proved that he's been the third best point guard this year. And then I have no problem after that with the Kyrie and Paul, and either way you want to rank those two guys, but probably Paul 4, Kyrie 5. But so I would say Curry, Westbrook, Lillard, Paul, Kyrie.
Yeah, I'm actually going to agree with Harris on this. I think Russell Westbrook is a very good basketball player. He's off to an amazing start, but efficiency is an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, Steph Curry, he is efficient. You know, his numbers are ridiculous. And this is, you know, these rankings are based off going into the season. We've seen a few games this year. Obviously, Westbrook has been crazy.
Crazy.
But I don't think it's enough to get rid of Steph, you know, back-to-back MVP last season. So I'm still with Steph at number one until Westbrook does this for a full season or at least half a season and we see some kind of full slowdown from Curry. I think Curry's game was at another level last year.
I think to point out something about Westbrook and just kind of a point guard standpoint, like you said, Harris, he did shoot a ton in that game against the Suns, 44 shots. But then I was reading something on ESPN, and he actually took 21 shots the next game against LA. And, you know, he said going into it, like, he knew he took way too many shots. And I think part of being a point guard, you know, obviously getting your teammates involved. So he dropped down to 21 shots and then had 16 assists in that game. So I think that, like, it doesn't make him a better point guard or anything. I'm not trying to say that. But I think that he's realizing, like, it's not all about him this season and, you know, the whole Kevin Durant thing. So I think he's trying to sculpt more into that point guard. But
well, don't get me wrong, Westbrook's been fantastic, but he also has to be their second best player. Might be Victor Oladipo. The second best player on the Warriors was the best player in the world at one point, so he's put in a position to put up these numbers, but he is shooting well too. To shoot 44% from three for him is out of control. If those numbers do continue, I'm not going to jump the gun after three games. I'm not ready to say he's better. But if they continue to play this way and he continues to play this way, not only is the MVP his, but he might challenge LeBron. And we know everyone gets all sensitive. LeBron fans get very sensitive when you say that. But he's averaging 38, 12, and 11 in three games. So he's doing pretty well.
Yeah. We talked about on the OKC preview, like, can Westbrook be the best player in the NBA this season? And I mean, it'd be very tough, but at the rate that he's going, and if he keeps this up and he gets a little bit more efficient, if the guy, you know, we talked about, I think we said over under 25 triple doubles for Westbrook. I think it looks like he'll probably get 25 easy.
Oh, it's going to be way above that.
What'd you say, 25 what?
25 triple doubles.
I don't know. It's so hard.
He's got 2 and 3 games.
I know he has 2 and 3 games, but it's the first week of the season. I would still,
wait. Does he have 4? I mean, 3 and 4 games?
No, he's 2 and 3 games. I'm not going to go on along the lines of saying he could do it every other night. I'm not going to doubt the guy, but 25 is still to me the number. And then until I see it a little bit more, like to say he's going to go out and have a triple double, 41 out of the 82 is just tough to say.
Yeah, it's
I want to see him. I want to see like how he plays against the Clippers coming up here, and just some of the good teams. I mean, if you look at the first 3 games, Philadelphia, Suns, and the Lakers aren't really, you know.
That's a very good point.
Team. So I think I want to see what he does against maybe 4 or 5 games against good teams, and if he can get some.
And I mean, they kind of struggled in those games a little bit too.
Oh yeah,
the Laker game, like
they haven't been winning by much.
The Sixers were gonna win that game.
Same with the Suns too. So I think. I want to wait and see, and like you said, 3 games is hard, so I want to see him against a good team.
You guys have any issues with our shooting guard, small forward, power forward rankings?
No, I think.
James Harden, I'm not the
big. I think James Harden has to be number one, though.
He does, but at the same time, it's hard to – it's hard for me because the defensive end – but again, he's so good offensively.
Who would you put there instead? If you had a,
if you asked me who I'd rather have on my team, I'm probably going to take Jimmy Butler on my team because I don't need the scoring if I have it in certain areas. Butler, to me, might be a better basketball player, but Harden is just so good offensively.
His defense is terrible. It's terrible. Frustrating.
It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. So I like Harden offensively. Klay's a great two-way player. You can make the argument for Klay as the best two. I don't think he's better than Harden.
I don't know. Well,
just ask Charles Barkley what he thinks about Klay. So.
No, man, Klay Thompson benefits a lot from having Curry on his team. But then there have been nights where Curry hasn't played and Klay's gone out and had 40. So Harden is there, but I'm not the biggest James Harden fan either.
He's hard to watch, too.
Yeah, he really is.
I feel like he just goes in the lane. He gets all the fouls. Like, his defense kind of lacks a lot. I don't know.
He hasn't really won anything, and his problem was in the 2012 finals too. He was a no-show. So
He's really good, but it's just I don't know. It's hard to pill to swallow when you put him at one when he doesn't even attempt to play defense most of the time.
I think the thing that separates him from all the guys on the two guard list is probably his playmaking ability.
Yeah,
you know he's setting himself up the most, and he's setting up his teammates. Like opening night, he was just dropping assists all over the place. I mean, obviously as a defender, he needs to step up. We've talked about that a million times. But still, even with his flaws defensively, I think he's pretty much a lock as a number one two guard, at least for me personally.
I think he could maybe be in the point guard discussion, too.
Yeah, he could. You know,
I just feel like he doesn't even – he doesn't play like a shooting guard, really. I mean, he can shoot great, but, I mean, if you look at the other players on that shooting guard list, like, they all play, like, off-ball guards, you know?
A lot. The only one who really gets any point guard duty on that list would probably be C.J. McCollum when Dame goes to the bench.
DeRozan sometimes when Lowry's out. DeRozan can handle it too.
Yeah,
he can. He's been impressive so far. I mean, small forward, I think we'll all agree on LeBron, KD, Kawhi, Paul George, Carmelo.
Yeah, there's no.
That's not there. The same thing. Power forwards, AD, Draymond Green, Blake Griffin, Paul Millsap, LaMarcus Aldridge. Mm-hmm. This centers, I think it gets a little interesting. We have DeMarcus Cousins number one, Karl Anthony Towns number two, DeAndre Jordan number three, Andre Drummond number four, and five, Marcus Gasol. I think. What do you guys think about Karl Anthony Towns already being number two?
I think it's a fair spot. I think he's better than Jordan, but DeMarcus is just a freak. I mean, I like how we have the centers lined up. I just feel like if you put DeMarcus or Karl Anthony Towns on the Clippers, like they would be able to do so much more than DeAndre. So I just feel like the team that DeAndre is on benefits him. From all the oops and everything like that. So I think that it's a really good spot.
What position do you consider Porzingis to be? Because he can make a run at a top five this year.
I would definitely say power forward.
He can make a push. I mean, who would you rather have in your future right now, him or Millsap? I mean, he's going to be better than Millsap, I think.
Yeah, I would say right now, though, Millsap is better than him.
Yeah, I think it's just a little too early, but I think you're right.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's on that path, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Millsap has a ceiling. Porzingis doesn't really have a ceiling. I mean, Porzingis could be as good as he wants to be.
Millsap is kind of maxed
exactly
out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's still doing great.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Great
thing. But I think it depends a lot on the Knicks and his teammates this year, you know, how high Porzingis gets. Because I would love to see the Knicks focal point him, you know, give him the ball a lot. Like, give him touches, make him aggressive. Like, sometimes it feels like the other guys are just trying to shoot. Obviously, we've only seen a few games. But back to the topic, centers, anybody else? Hassan Whiteside, do you think he deserves to be on
Whiteside can make a push because of how good he is defensively. Gobert is going to be in the conversation, I guess. He just got an extension today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think,
4 years, 102.
I think he might be able to put Whiteside at five or maybe Gasol. I'm not sure, but
Gasol really didn't impress me much last year, come back from injury. I know, obviously, our boy Muhammad wouldn't like to hear that, but I think he fell out of the top five for me personally. What do you guys think? Maybe Al Horford deserves to be on there or no?
No, I wouldn't. I don't have a problem with the centers. I think it's cool to see some centers come back. But the centers are different than they were in the 90s. I mean, Cousins has got game on the block.
100%.
Cousins has got game on the block, but he's trying to step out. Towns has game on the block. Jordan doesn't really have anything on the block. Drummond has a little bit. Gasol has a lot. Gasol can post up. Even like
he's shooting more threes this year.
He is, but everybody has to because the way the game's
it's
opened
up. It's a different
up,
league. Right?
But again, Cousins could – a lot of these guys, and I don't like the argument, oh, could they have played in the 90s? Could they not have played in the 90s? A lot of these guys could have played in the 90s.
They're still tough.
Yeah,
they're still tough players.
Not like, they're not soft just because they shoot more threes. They're just smart because the game's changing.
Right.
And they could have a bigger impact because there'd be less players like them back in the 90s.
Exactly.
So I hate that argument. I don't even want to spend time on it.
It's not.
It's hard anyway to compare when people grew up in different eras. It's different than love.
Exactly.
You know?
It's generational.
Exactly.
You got the old guy saying this generation stinks, but then who helped raise the generation? You know, it's all that argument. It's your fault, my fault type of thing.
Yeah.
But on to probably the most important rankings, the top five players in the NBA. So I think this one has created a little bit of buzz. We got LeBron James at number one, KD at number two, Russ Westbrook at three, Steph Curry at number four, and Kawhi Leonard at number five. And these are overall player rankings on OTGBasketball.com.
What a tough, like, it's a beautiful thing to discuss, but it's so tough. Like, I think LeBron and KD 1-2, like, I love that. But then I think Curry I would put him at 3 probably.
Okay.
Even though I did say Russell at 1, but point guard, I was just pretty much going off this year, but I think you guys make good points. So I just feel like even watching this year, Kevin Durant's still shining on that great team. But I don't have a problem. I'd probably just switch Russell and Curry. I'd still put Russell over Kawhi.
I agree. I'm gonna put Davis at 5. I think Davis is the fifth best player in the league right now.
So what about going into the season?
Going into the season, you can't put a guy ahead of him that joined his team after losing to him 3-1. You can't do that.
I don't know.
The guy joins your team after being up 3-1. I don't even think it's an argument.
KD was in the finals before Curry ever was, though.
But you could also make the argument LeBron joined Dwayne Wade's team, but LeBron's obviously the better player. So I don't think
Curry had just won 2 MVPs in a row.
I don't think it tarnishes his overall career, though.
Durant's?
Yeah.
I think it does.
He's still the same great player,
but I mean, I still view him as probably the second best player just because I think that when
I think him leaving was
just a smart move. I don't think it makes him any less of a great of a player.
No, he's definitely a great player, but
his ego took a hit.
Sometimes less is more, and sometimes you can't construct an NBA team just strictly off town. You have to have guys playing their role. Curry made Draymond better. He made Klay better. Without Curry, you take Curry off this Warriors team, and they don't go the same way they go. They don't win 73 games. They don't win 67 games. Curry is an orchestrator, and he had orchestrated the most fueled offense that we may have ever seen in basketball. You look at the numbers, they support the argument. So I don't know if we could sit here and say that a guy who was blowing a 3-game lead to the same man to join the team is now – it's his team? It's Durant's team now?
No, I'm not. I don't think I'm debating that. Yeah. I just think that Kevin Durant's better overall as a player.
Yeah, but I mean, also – it's a team sport. So, I mean, KD losing to the Warriors also has some fact to do with not just Kevin Durant didn't lose those games by himself.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of his team lost the game for him. And obviously, we all would say that the Warriors were probably a more well-rounded, talented team than the Thunder. The Thunder obviously had Westbrook and KD. But other than that, you know, they didn't have the type of role players that the Warriors have.
Well, according to our writers, according to our writers, 3 and 4, ask Durant who he thinks is better. He made it very clear. I want to go play with Curry. I mean, he made the decision to go play with Curry.
Yeah, no, I think it's too early to put Westbrook ahead of Curry. I was kind of – honestly, I obviously put these rankings together and did this stuff, and I did make a mistake on this, so you guys can call me out for it. But I was kind of surprised. Like, Steph Curry's still number 3. You know, Westbrook has to do it for a longer amount of time. At 5. I thought that was interesting going into the season. Honestly, after his play, I wasn't surprised. But, you know, going into the season, I didn't expect people to put him at number 5.
I can see your point, Harris, about – if a player's going to leave to go join another great player, how that can, you know, I don't know. It's so tough. I just don't see Kevin Durant losing any. His ego definitely took a hit, like I said, but I don't think his game took a hit at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2 and 3 could be interchangeable, really, with Curry and Durant.
Yep.
The only thing really locked in these top 5 power rankings, in my opinion, is LeBron James.
Yeah.
Other than that. You know, we could see Steph Curry get back to number 2 because definitely, I mean, in my opinion, at the end of last season, he was probably number 2. So
I think,
and I know Harris has pointed this out before.
I think
Curry was making a run at LeBron last year.
Yeah, I think that at the end of LeBron's career, towards the end, when he starts to, you know, finally look at retirement as a realistic thing, I think Curry will take him over as number 1. That may be an obvious statement, but I don't think LeBron will be the best player for the rest of his career. I think that Curry's. It's a lot closer than it is. People will give it credit for.
Anthony Davis might have something to say about that.
Yeah, honestly, going into the year, I knew if Davis was healthy, I had him as a top 5 player. I asked this question about a year ago. I said, if you could start a team tomorrow, who are you taking on your team for going forward, Durant or Anthony Davis?
KD.
Yeah, I mean,
Davis does so much on the defensive end, though.
Yeah, I know, but just – Kevin Durant can bring the ball up. He can get assists. He can shoot the 3 better. He can rebound. I know that like Davis might do some things better on the defensive end, but especially in this type of league where scoring – and I know Davis can score well, but I just like Kevin Durant's game better fitted for today's style.
I'm going to be, you know, one of those annoying people about this. It really depends on the rest of my team.
Yeah, because Durant – Davis has never played around the talent that Durant has. Imagine surrounding Davis. He's in New Orleans now. I feel bad for him. Imagine surrounding Davis with legitimate talent. Maybe it would be like-
I know. Just give him a few shooters and a real point guard.
It wouldn't even be fair. You can give him a terrible – like a point guard that just brings the ball up the court and doesn't turn it over. I feel bad for him, like you said.
He's going to be an MVP candidate if the Pelicans can be 500.
If he was on a good team, he'd be MVP. Yeah. Even with what Russ is doing, he's – Davis just puts up freak numbers for a big man.
He's a freak of nature, Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he definitely is. But talking about that, moving on from the rankings, let's talk about the games tonight. Harris, what's on the slate?
Tonight we got some interesting ones. I know Matt, we got your Bulls against Knicks, Nets. This is going to be fun to you guys to discuss this one tonight. So there are 3 games at 7:30. The first one, the Nuggets at the Raptors. I think this one's going to be pretty easy to decide.
Yeah. I mean, the Nuggets, you know, they do have solid players in that team. The Raptors have been quietly flying under the radar. They had a tight loss to the Cavs, but I still think the Raptors are a tough team to beat in the East. They're probably still the second best team as of right now in the Eastern Conference. So give me the Raptors in this one by probably 10.
Matt?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go Raptors as well. I'll probably say about by 8. I think the Nuggets, they're not quite there yet. They've got some good pieces. They got Murray as a young rookie, but I'll go Raptors by 8.
I'm sorry about that. Give me the Raptors by like 12 to 16. I mean, this is going to be I'm not very high on the Nuggets. I'm trying to look at their schedule right now. They tough to Portland. I don't know. I just see this game getting out of hand, though, because I like the way that that the Raptors have played so far, and then their loss was to the Cavs. They played the Cavs tough and beat the Pistons down, and this is their third straight home game. They haven't had to travel yet.
Taking
consideration, I think this one's going to be 16 or up. I think it's a blowout. Yeah. I think it's a blowout.
I don't know about a blowout, but I think it's an easy win for the Raptors, especially at home.
Yeah. Let's move on to that. Well, actually, any fantasy guys you like from this game?
You know, I haven't had a ton of time to look at fantasy today, so I'm not going to tell you anything right off the top of my head, especially about those two teams. So.
DeRozan's got to be a play tonight, though. Especially
I think – well, actually, I took a quick peek. I lied. I think we're 28th ranked against shooting guards in DraftKings, so I would only assume that they haven't done that well.
And DeRozan's averaging 36 in the first two games, so.
Yeah, he's been doing well, so.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer, I think, DeRozan. What about you, Matt? Anybody?
DeRozan. Maybe Nurkic on the Nuggets if you want to – maybe a cheaper center. He can give you boards and some
Nurkic
points.
Nurkic just had some big games.
But, I mean, DeRozan's obviously the best play, no doubt.
So let's move on to that Bulls-Nets game, Nick. Do you expect the Nets to come out tonight and compete?
I do. I think the Nets have proved one thing that they're going to do this season. They're going to compete.
Yeah.
You know,
gritty,
they're playing hard.
Gritty defense.
Gritty team. They have some guys in that team that like to play. You know, we mentioned him before, Trevor Booker. And after we said that on Saturday, Harris, he came out and he played hard.
Yeah, he's a good player, man. I like Booker a lot, and he competes. And he's going to help them stay closer to 500 than anybody thought they could. I don't think they're going to win 41, but – and who knows, really. But they're going to be better than 25. They're going to be better than 25.
And Lynn's been playing pretty well, too. Like you said, Nick, a couple episodes ago, I heard.
Yeah.
When he went, he was playing pretty well. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game for sure. A lot of defense.
Yeah, I like the Bulls tonight, but I think it's going to be close.
Yeah.
I like the Bulls to improve to 3-0, but I think this is going to be very close. I'd say I just feel like it's going to come down to the last few possessions. The Bulls do enough, but I'd be shocked if it was more than six.
This is tough. I hate picking my team to lose. And Brooke Lopez is playing his brother, Robin Lopez. So that's always interesting to watch. I think Brooke's got the winning advantage in that twin series. And the Nets just lost a nail-biter in Milwaukee.
Yeah, which we predicted correctly. We also predicted the Knicks the other night. Guys, we're on the money right now.
Yeah, this is tough.
No, I mean,
I think it's going to be a really close game, but I'm going to have to give it to the Bulls. Dwayne Wade always kills the Nets for some reason.
Yeah,
hopefully I'm wrong.
He loves playing in New York. This game is in New York tonight, the second Nets home game. Like I said, wouldn't be shocked to see the Nets get a W. I like the Wade play tonight. I also like the Booker play again.
I like Booker play. I like the Wade play. I like Brooke. He always seems to do well against Robin. Another guy, if you're looking for a low-value guy, Sean Kilpatrick or Bojan Bogdanovic.
Yeah.
They play better at home. So
well, Foy is out. LeVert is out, obviously, we know. And now
– And Vasquez is out. So Kilpatrick gets a little point guard. And, shout-out to the kid from Brooklyn, Isaiah Whitehead. I love the way he's come into the games, and he just brings energy and attitude. He's not scared of anybody, and he's picking you up full court. Like, you got to respect that.
Yeah, he's been good, Whitehead. He's been good.
I'll go Bulls by 8.
Okay. Shocker.
That's just what I think. And I'll say Jimmy's going to have at least 30 tonight. Low-scoring game, but I'm going Jimmy's going to have a big night.
Rondé won't let that happen.
Nope. No, okay, I like the little Bulls.
Yes, sir.
I like
if he's shot, if he's holding Paul George under 25, I'm not scared of Jimmy Butler.
All right, let's get to this Sacramento-Atlanta game on League Pass. The Kings surprisingly 2-1, guys. Surprising at all or no?
That is surprising. That's surprising. Yep.
Not surprised Cousins' numbers, 30 points a game, 9.7 rebounds, but surprised where they have 2 wins out of 3.
Yeah, and they've beaten a decent team in Minnesota. Phoenix was I expected that. Played the Spurs tough. At Atlanta tonight, I think the Kings could steal this game. I don't know how you guys feel, but I think the Kings could steal this one.
I don't think so. I'm a little bit higher on Atlanta. I think they're probably better than some of the credit they're getting. Just because, you know, they have a good coach in Budenholzer and they have a system going. They have a culture building up down there. I don't think they'll lose
Dwight.
At home.
I love the Dwight move, bringing him in.
If it was in Sacramento, I'd give him a shot. But I think the Hawks are probably going to win this one. I think it'll be under 10. But the Hawks will run away with the win.
Yeah,
I'll go Hawks. You're on a Hawks, Matt?
Yeah, I'll go Hawks as well. I think Cousins will have another big night. But I think Hawks will take the win.
I got a Cousins buzzer beater tonight.
Okay.
That's my bold prediction of the night, because I know Toronto's the favorite, Chicago's the favorite. I got to take one upset, and my one upset would be Boogie with a buzzer beater tonight.
I could see it possibly, but I don't know. I just like the way the Hawks as a team are, and I think they just don't get a lot of credit just because they don't really have much star power. So,
gotcha. Well, and then Cousins is another must. I think Cousins Howard's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, that's a good one to match. I'm picking up Dennis Schroeder, I think, in probably one of these matchups, just because the Kings obviously aren't known for their defense. I don't know. I probably will go with Cousins too, just because I'm scared of Dwight Howard, especially if you pull him out of the paint. So maybe give me Cousins in a lineup or two as well.
Well, shout out to Muhammad, who's listening, to tell me that no way Boogie hits a buzzer beater. And the same thing I will say to you, Muhammad, no way the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Warriors. So we're now even on that one. I appreciate the shout out. But if Boogie hits a buzzer beater, I'm coming to steal everything in your house.
That's so weird. Wow.
Listen, the Hawks aren't world beaters, guys. They're a good team. I like the Hawks. They're not world beaters. And it's possible to beat them at home. They're not the Warriors, Cavs, or Spurs. So they've beaten the Philadelphia 76ers and the Wizards. Do we want to hand them the title now?
No, thank you.
I mean, I don't think the Kings are that great of a team, though. So
the Kings played the Spurs tough, though.
But it was also their home opener.
Early. Come on,
in the new stadium. Like, you know, if you don't play a game tough in that, if you're opening a new stadium and you don't play it tough, oof.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long year.
All right, well, let's get on to Phoenix and the Clippers. That's gonna be a blowout, I think. Right?
Nope.
No, I think Phoenix has been a lot more surprising than people expected. Eric Bledsoe, he was on the Clippers, so I think he'll come to play tonight. But I'm still thinking the Clippers win by 10+.
See, this is where people are going to start questioning my basketball IQ, and
oh boy,
probably thinking I'm off the meds or something. But give me the Suns tonight.
Ooh,
yes. So when they win, you guys can tweet me and praise me that I called this one.
I called the Kings one.
So I know this is early, but Suns lost by 3 to the Thunder, lost by 6 to the Warriors. For some reason, I think they're going to get off the snide. They're going to go get their first win tonight. Yes, it's in LA, but I have a feeling. Just give me the Suns.
I don't think I'll let you go, Harris.
Yeah, I got the Clippers by big. I just love the Clippers are 2-0. They love these. I don't know if this makes any sense what I'm about to say, but I feel like they love playing against like some lesser teams at home. They always beat up on the lesser teams at home. I could see this one. I would never touch this one fantasy-wise. Clippers haven't played great the first two games. They did have a great road win in Portland. Then they beat the Jazz by 13. I think they're going to blow this one open. I can't see this one being close going into the fourth. That's how I feel strongly about it. No, I'm not roasting.
If they lose, when the Clippers win, or if they win, you guys can make sure.
I want to try to be 4-for-4 tonight in my picks.
I think the Clippers I don't see them losing a home game like this early in the season. That would just be pitiful. Mm-hmm. The problem is I don't see how the Suns match up down low against the Clippers. Like, who's taking care of Blake?
Oh, yeah, Tyson Chandler. He's got him and DJ. He's going to have
one on each arm. We have a Phoenix Suns fan on the show.
Just for tonight.
Okay, well, the Kings in Atlanta is my call, my upset. Faye's going with all four favorites.
Just give me the Nets, just because Matt had to say 8 points.
Yeah, we got it. All right, so everybody's got an upset pick tonight. I got the Kings, Matt's got the Suns, and Nick's got the. We all are in agreement on the Raptors beating the Nuggets, though.
Yes. Okay, watch that be the upset.
That would be really funny. I don't think it's gonna happen, but that'd be really funny.
We got a little time left here, so I want to ask you guys. What team has been the most positive surprise so far? You know, what team has been playing better than you thought they were and, you know, kind of caught the NBA off guard just in three games we've seen or two games?
I'd say probably the Hawks. I know that, you know, it's like you said, it's early, and they were supposed to be towards the top, but I just feel like a lot of people were trying to give, like myself, I gave the Pacers a little more credit than the Hawks and even the Celtics maybe more than the Hawks. But I think that, you know, they brought in Howard like we talked about. They just have that system, and I think Dwight was looking for that system. He found it, and I just think that, you know, they're ready to – I don't think they're going to challenge the Cavs, and they're not – let me quote Harris, they're not world beaters. But yes. I think that just so far, I've really liked the way they're playing.
Harris, what about you? What team stuck out to you, kind of been a surprise?
I said it before, and I said it again tonight. The Kings have been surprising to me, because if you look at every other team that's won a few games, the Cavs, the Bulls, the Hawks, the Celtics, the Spurs, the Thunder, the Clippers, the Rockets, we've expected that. The only team so far with multiple wins that I guess people aren't going to think they're going to be any good was the Kings, and they have one of the best players in the league. So if you surround him with decent players, and not to say anybody else has been really that good, but he's kind of seemed to bought in a little bit more. Rudy Gay's been good in three games, averaging 22 a night. So if they could balance out their scoring, Barnes gives them a nice toughness in the defensive end. Ty Lawson has played 35 minutes a game in three games. So if they could get some balance with Lawson and Cousins and Gay and Barnes, I think this team will be a little bit better than people thought.
Yeah, no, they definitely – I didn't expect them to have two wins right now. I don't know. I wasn't thinking highly of the Kings. So if they keep this up, they'll definitely make me look bad. I think the Bulls probably surprised me. You know, they're shooting. I did not expect Dwayne Wade to hit threes or Rajon Rondo. They both kind of hit some nice shots.
What about the Pacers, though?
We're going to talk about disappointments. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Whew. Spurs, surprise. I mean, I didn't think they'd start 4-0. I didn't think they'd beat the Warriors like they did. And Kawhi's been on some type of tear. He looks kind of different. He just seems to have actually a little emotion this season. So,
you guys, who's the guy that said the Mavericks were like the best team in the world? Where's that guy?
Oh, yeah, I know that guy that's commenting on us. And now the Mavs looking really good at 0-3, but I think Darren Williams already got hurt.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
But, yeah, whatever.
They lost two in a row to Houston in a back-to-back to Houston.
But I'll let that guy enjoy his season. But talking about surprises, Matthew mentioned it. What's been the big disappointment? You know, what team has kind of been a surprise in a negative way?
Well, I mean, the Pacers coming in the season, I was super high on them. Maybe I don't think I was too high, but when you lose to the Nets and Bulls back-to-back, that's not a great start to the season. But I feel like they're disappointing right now, and they're taking a plunge in the power rankings. But I think that overall throughout the season, I think they'll get it together. But as of right now, that's not a great start.
Harris, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think – for the most part, I liked what Dwayne – I really applaud Dwayne Wade, and we mentioned on one of the other podcasts about his gesture and how he was fined $25,000. You know, that's obviously unlike him, but I've been impressed with his transition and seeming to play like the younger D. Wade for Chicago.
No, what about – what's your disappointment, like negative surprise?
Oh, negative surprise. Okay. The Mavs at 0-3, but I didn't expect much from them. Let me see. I just want to take a look at the bottom half of those standings.
Were you surprised when the Warriors lost?
The Wizards are out. The Wizards, yeah, no, because it's their first game together. No. They're not going to lose many more.
Okay.
The Wizards at 0-2 is the Wizards at 0-2 is a little disappointing.
True.
I think John Wall has got to really step up now and play better. They lost in overtime to Muhammad's Memphis Grizzlies. Shout out to the Grizzlies playing mediocre basketball.
Oh, my Lord.
Savage. Savage. I would have to agree with Matthew on this, to the fact that the Pacers have been disappointing. You know, I thought this team was going to be really good. Like, I think things haven't clicked yet. Jeff T kind of had a rough game against the Nets, and also getting blown out by the Bulls. I mean, the Bulls look like they'll probably be possibly a playoff team, but getting blown out, that's not a good look. They kind of lack energy, and they kind of just don't look good down the stretch. That seems to be an issue with them. It's closing in the fourth quarter. It happened last season, and they kind of made some moves to kind of fix that, and it seems like it's still an issue this year.
What about the T-Wolves? Did you think they would start 0-2? Or I know they're young.
I'm surprised they lost to the Kings. But
I know they're young, but I know a lot of people had high expectations coming in.
I was one of those people, and I think they still have some time just because they're a young team, and they have a new coach, and –
it's only two games.
Exactly. So it's a lot of things are going on down there.
Yeah.
Muhammad just tweeted at me for disrespecting the Grizzlies. That's blasphemous. I mean, I think the disrespect is the fan base that gives them championship aspirations every year and lets them down.
Oh no.
I mean, I'm not a Memphis Grizzlies fan because I like teams that get up and down, and they persist on giving the ball to Zach Randolph, who can't jump over a textbook. So
that's the truth.
Well, they're starting to pick up the pace now. They're changing.
Don't talk to me about the Grizzlies right now. You're putting me in a tough spot. Now you're turning me into Skip Bayless, Muhammad.
Please don't ever.
I don't want to be known as a hater. So, Muhammad, just calm down with the Grizzlies right now.
On that note, though, that wraps it up for today. Guys, great show. Happy Halloween, everybody. As always, thanks for listening. Be sure to subscribe to us. Download us on iTunes, everything. Thanks. And, guys, great show. And
go Suns.
Stay safe tonight. Stay safe tonight.
Yes, and, stay safe.
True.
Sacramento
at the buzzer. No
clown. If Cousins makes a buzzer beater tonight, I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
Okay.
Okay. good luck.
But thank you.